Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So, hey, give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to network with me, jump into the Smooth Drama chat room. Go to smoothdrama.com. Jump to the chat room. We can talk to Taste. This, that, sneakers, hats. I'm all over the place, and I'd like to be all over the place with you. We can just travel digitally together. Just use our digital passports and just zoom, zoom, zoom. So, you want to zoom with me? Smoothdrama.com. Jump into that chat room. It's anonymous. You can be all you need to be. And you ain't even got to wear a mask. So I know for some of you people who just, I'm not wearing a mask. This is for you. This bud's for you. Also, social networking. You want to social network with us over here at Smooth Drama? On Facebook, you guys get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. I keep popcorn in my pocket, a.k.a. I keep all my bubble gum in my socks, a.k.a. I got a wallet full of watermelon. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense, y'all. That's why I say it. I said a wallet full of watermelon. I said it. Just be easy. Anyway, Smooth Drama Group. On Facebook and pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, and we are sure to add you and follow you. And we can talk a taste on it. Speaking of talking and tasting, it just comes to me. I didn't make this up. Monica Lewinsky. You know, she's got her story out, and she's trying to sell it. And before, I was feeling sorry for her, right? It's like, it's a woman, she's caught up. But everything that she does now just screams to me, man, she was trying to cash in on this the whole time. Case in point, she comes out and says, Bill Clinton should apologize for his actions. Bill Clinton's like, I apologize to the whole country, even though I'm on record. Why is he apologizing? I mean, if his wife is cool with it, what? Ain't none of y'all business. And her saying he should apologize, I'm like, what is he apologizing for? So in order to do this, we're gonna look at the data, aka empirical evidence. So there's no rape, no sexual assault, just what you would call good old fashioned flirting. And I'm going to guess, because we know it happened, the question and the yes answer. I don't do impressions, but you can take guess. He hinted at it. She was giving him a look. So we all know how that goes. Interest is mutual. Because once again, there's never been an allegation of rape or sexual assault, anything that was forced. She didn't feel intimidated. So once we throw all that out of the equation, this is a good old-fashioned, she saw Bill, she thought Bill was cute, I want to suck Bill's dick. She sucks Bill's dick. Bill is like, you want to suck my dick? Okay, cool. I'm going to guess they probably did a little bit more than that. But the point is, it happened. And it was all consensual. Now, I used to give old Monica the benefit of the doubt. Oh, she was set up. You know, they found out they were sleeping together. So Linda Starr and the people was like, yeah, you gonna make sure that he busts on you and you make sure you leave some semen on the dress. Because, I mean, quite honestly, the only person who'd be committing the crime would be her. You gotta get it all. I'm sorry. You gotta get it all. I'm digressing. Anyway. So, I mean, she asked for a... He should apologize. I'm going to apologize if I'm Bill Clinton because you wanted to suck my dick. And who's apologizing for that? He's going to apologize because you sucked his dick and he enjoyed it? I mean, I'm trying to look at what is he apologizing for? There's no forcible nothing. Consensual. So we're apologizing. Because this is what we're doing now. We're apologizing for consensual stuff now. I'm sorry you wanted to suck my dick and I said yes. I don't know what I was thinking. I just don't know what I was thinking. That oral intercourse. I knew it was wrong. But he didn't. It wasn't wrong. It was consensual. Wife didn't care. We didn't see Hillary out there like, God damn it, Bill. You know, her God damn it, Bill, was why you let yourself get caught. It wasn't no God damn it, Bill, why you let her suck your dick. I'm guessing she knew. It's not that big of a deal. It was only a big deal to everybody else. And for Monica to come out, he should apologize. The fuck out of here. I'm sorry. And I didn't mean for this to be something that I'd be cussing about. But yeah, get out of here with that garbage. It's sort of like statements that people say that they shouldn't, that don't make sense. And as we segue over from Monica Lewinsky to Mr. Kaufman in Iowa. Who the hell is Mr. Kaufman? Mr. Kaufman is an Iowa teacher who was placed on leave after sharing his bisexual. He did a presentation about himself to his class and featured the LGBT pride flag. And so they put him on leave. Now, like, who he has sex with doesn't matter. Shouldn't matter. My contention is, why did he feel the need to come out to his students? Like, what their pressure from the students. Hey, if you don't tell us whether you're bisexual, homosexual, or heterosexual, non-binary, transsexual, whichever, sapiosexual, we just keep going. If you don't tell us what that is, we're never going to do our homework ever again. I don't get the pressure. I'm trying to get the pressure. Why? Why we got to come out to our students? Because as a grown man, honestly, with coworkers, I don't give a damn who they sleeping with. We ain't sleeping together. I don't care. Doesn't matter. You know, half the time we're not really staying awake together. So I doubly don't care. And as a student, honestly, I never really thought about who my professors in college slept with or my teachers. It was never a thought. It's not a I'm like, so we're taking the politics into the classroom where we feel compelled to tell children who we're sleeping with. Now, if I put it that way, they'd be like, well, no, see, you don't understand. I should be able to be comfortable in my own skin and present I get you. You're comfortable in your skin. And so if people, oh, he's homosexual, oh, he's bi, and that's a grown person's, if you're one of them petty grown people that's in somebody's business, you really, really care about that. But real grown folks, man, I don't really care anything about you. Do you teach the kids? Do they learn? They learning in your class. Nobody's feeling excluded. There's quote-unquote equity in your educational prowess. All the children feel like they can be taught and treated. I don't give a shit. As a quote-unquote parent, how do my kids like you? They care. You know, you make them feel good, they feel comfortable, then I'm cool. I don't think there's ever been a parent who was like asking their kid, hey, man, your teacher, you should find out who they having sex with. I don't think that comes up. I would just parents out there. Just parents out there in helpful creature in chat room, not part of the lesson, shouldn't be shared. I'm just asking. Has anybody ever thought, you know what? I need to find out who that teacher's having sex with and telling your kid you should ask. Yeah. And on top of it, it's like, he's got the flag. So there's I guess there's a bisexual flag or whatever. Because, one, I was wondering about the heterosexual flag. Because, I mean, we know we've got the LGBTQT, whichever. We got that flag. Now, is there a bisexual flag? And I've never seen the heterosexual flag. And then once again, we have the sapiosexual, transsexual, meaning we're going to have a bunch of different flags. It's going to be like Game of Thrones in the sex game. Somebody's going to come out with sexual dragon, just be burning folks. You are not transsexual. You must die. I'm just trying to get it. I mean, as a practicing an out of the closet butch lesbian myself. I'm just curious as to what flag I would fly. And I know there are people butch lesbian. What does that mean? It's like, no, I was not assigned the female. I'm a male. I don't ascribe to the that other stuff. I'm a butch lesbian. I'm an individual that likes women, and I look like a man. Butch lesbian, 100%. I'm trying to think as a practicing butch lesbian. What's my flag? Is there a flag for me? I'm just curious. And should I come out to the world? I just start telling people I'm a butch lesbian. How's that gonna make people feel? You gonna start an argument? Would anybody care? You're a butch lesbian? Okay, yeah, fine. Whatever. You on that BS. Like, yes, I like women. And I look like a man. Boom. There we go. Just putting it out there. We're gonna make up some new flags. Flags for everybody. Gonna be flag football coming to an adult arena near you. Ooh, these dudes. I'm gonna tell my students I'm bisexual because they cared so much. Because they cared. They had to know. They had to know. Live my truth. Anyway, I'm going to go on break because I don't even know. This is Clay Creation. No comparison.
Money, you can buy a bed, but not sleep. Money, you can buy a clock, but not time.
You spit venom like a Spider-Man villain, rapping like you still got some old sick venom. They hear the music and they rave like a glow stick in them. I'm trying to keep it G, but that whole shit in them. Rip that rap shit you niggas said you wanted. Learning how to let it be isn't really common. I'm tired of sounds like in comparison. Armchair quarterback, rap max Saracen. Think less Drizzy, more Fonte. Think married to the game, less Beyonce. More Lupe or Blueprint J. Less stand by the critics for what you say. Conversations is bugging me, all that fake thuggery weigh me down, man, I need a shot of juice. No more comparisons, please, no more comparisons.
In my dreams, I just feel so weak. No one knows the pain I feel. I long to know.
You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Have a realistic conversation.
Let's have a realistic conversation.
All right? First of all,
right.
No disrespect to anybody.
Right.
Do not compare me to anybody.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I like that.
I don't give a fuck. Don't compare
don't
me
wanna
to anybody.
That.
You don't want to hear that.
That's
all right? That's first of all.
Right.
If I come, I'm coming for blood.
Right.
I ain't coming because I need a check.
Yeah.
I ain't coming because... You know, I woke up feeling I'm coming. I'm gonna take it seriously. I'm gonna take
right.
My hairs off.
This took years of owning my skills, performing all alone, my name not on the bill. I look at all the years and seeing all the niggas that I used to hear as fans, I'm listening to as peers now. Wow. Put my feet pop down like a powwow. I've been wanting this is all I'm shaking a bow wow. Come up with my pops, I'm learning and never stop. When it comes to hip hop, the sun went from playing college ball to hitting the league. And he giving me advice he think I really need. My pride's telling me I don't really need it. But instead I need it. I try to act like what these niggas say don't faze me. But sometimes like the sun's rays be, man, I be getting heated. Niggas didn't have open hands, I'm never greeted. Close friends cut me deep, but I never bleeded. These niggas sheep with the music, but I never bleeded. My ego is a beast, and I never feed it. Niggas got expectations, and I never meet it. I only excel it. Niggas hit me with their signatures, I never sell it. Niggas really moving foul, think we never know it. But I'ma bring that shit to heel like I was Kevin Owens. Man, I had to keep it real, I had to keep it claro. The last time I'll address it like it's women's apparel. Being vulnerable for the wind, they can be my mentor. Let the story begin, begin. Let the story begin, begin.
I don't know what you do when somebody looks like somebody. Do you Because you can't ask them for ID, right? Because they're in jail. You don't carry ID in jail because jail, the ID could be used as a razor to cut somebody, because you can see, they make everything into shields and stuff, right? So you can see somebody just like getting their ID razor sharp on the edges just so they can cut somebody, be that one and be like, I'll cut a bitch. Let her even look my way, I'll cut a bitch. Because that's how jail go, right? They don't give a damn. Everybody's ready to cut you, stab you, whatever, just for looking hard at me. You look like you was looking at my shoes like you wanted something, homie. Irrational feelings. Speaking of irrational feelings, so next week, if you don't have a TV, please buy one. If you don't watch the news, please watch the news. September 18th, the Washington Metropolitan Police Department is going to have an increased presence when a group organized by a former Trump campaign staffer plans to gather on Capitol grounds. Apparently, they plan on rallying, supporting the January 6th Capitol riot defendants. So, just so we get it straight, the people who tried to overthrow the government and assassinate government officials, their supporters, more people who obviously were down with the assassination of government officials, they're going to be there. So basically, the other traitors are going to be there in support of the traitors who got caught. And yeah, they're doing a protest on the 18th. I, for one, will have my popcorn ready. The 18th is a Saturday, so it's like, oh, for real. My popcorn is going to be ready. I got a new popcorn maker, butter. I might even go hard in the paint. What's going hard in the paint? I might even make caramel popcorn. I might even do it. You know what? Because this would be a special occasion. Be a special occasion. Caramel popcorn. Because they're going to be out there. And I, for one, enjoy watching severe contradictions take place. It's my thing. It's like, it's another one of my guilty pleasures. So, September 18th, they plan on gathering on the Capitol grounds. Like, you know what? I felt, 'cause they said that they're, It was partisanship. They're just, so much happened on January 6th, and they're just being ostracized because they have a different point of view. So yeah. Here we are. It's coming again. I'm also pleased, begging. Please, if you're out there and you're listening to the homies Poison Pill and all the other people who feel that way, who listen to this show and have called in the past, please, One, call in, let's talk about it. Two, if show up, get all your homies down there. We want to see y'all down there. I don't know about anybody else, but it promises to be mad entertaining. I mean, because January 6th, I was glued to the television. Me and the telly, we were like, we was tongue kissing all day that day. We got nasty with it. That didn't sound right, but it was also right. They're coming. And not in a good way. They're coming to the Capitol again. See, now, I know my co-host will say, see, this is privilege. I've warmed up to the word. I'm still not going to say privilege. I'm going to say it's good old-fashioned imperialism, colonialism. Because I just believe sometimes we put the nicer words on there, and it sounds nicer. Imperialist, colonizer, it cuts way deeper than privileged people. I'm sorry. So I can't wait to see colonizers upset because they don't get to be the colonizer that they want to be. Even though we've seen the Voter Act they've been revised so that because there was a record number of y'all jumping out to vote. Record number of y'all jumping out to vote. And they're like, nope. Instead of doing grassroots campaigns to get more of their people to vote, we just go through the good old-fashioned American playbook, and we just going to stop y'all from voting. That's all. By any means necessary. A.K.A. these bills that says that you can't vote. We need to change how y'all come in. I mean, they're already going to do the other stuff, right? I mean, when they said you can't give food to people waiting in line to vote, that tells you how hardcore racism is. That's your colonizer fastball right there. Fastball, curveball, slam dunk, home run, goal, all of that wrapped up together. I'm going to make sure that, one, voting for you is hard. And while you're waiting, because we're going to make you wait. We're going to make you wait. If anybody gives you food or water, we're going to put their ass in jail. We're going to find them. That right there, that's top five dead or alive right there. So, yeah. And Texas just passed another sweeping bill. They're talking about the abortion bill. But he passed the Voting Rights Act there also. So, that's what they're doing. They want to make it as hard as possible for you to vote. Now, for the people who don't vote, who say, I don't give a shit, and all of this stuff is dirty, and it's no good, and all this other stuff, I would just ask this one question. If it was not meaningful, if it was not important, why are they bouncing you from participating in power? Because that's what this is. You can't participate in the conversation if you don't have representation. And so they're making sure, even if you haphazardly care just a little bit, you're not going to get a vote. You're not going to get representation. Even if it's a quote-unquote sellout Negro. We're trying to prevent that. That's how hardcore it is. So for you people who say, voting and I don't care about all that other stuff, I'm tired of it, da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, look how hard your homies is coming at you for your vote. They don't want you to vote. They want you to be apathetic and don't care about participating in power in a real way. Because the whole you're going to riot and all that other stuff, I don't think they care. Now, you want to piss them off? You get representation and you block some of the stuff that they, because they just don't want you to participate at the level that you could, that could actually help your community. Because yes, we know, even if you have a representative, and even if you have representatives that benefit you and listen to you, they're still going to block them, but they can't block them 100%. So what we're talking about, they don't even want you to participate in the conversation about power and controlling your neighborhood. How important is that? Well, I'm guessing if you participated in power in your neighborhood and you had city council people and the mayor and the governors that actually listen to you, half the stuff that goes on in your school system, in your neighborhood, no recreational outlets for your children, no extracurricular programs for your children, no people putting their political agendas in your school's curriculum, or teachers for that matter, talking about who they have sex with your child. A lot of that stuff would go away if you were in control of your neighborhood and your neighborhood schools. Just a thought. Because voting ain't important. It's just important to everybody else but you. And speaking of what's important, there was a guy, there was another one, right? Guy was on the plane and he's growling on the plane. Why is he growling? Apparently he's on the plane and folks want him to put his mask on. He's like, hell no, it's not going to happen. He starts growling and cussing. Joe Biden! He's hollering out, Joe Biden! And he, you know, the God bless America, all that stuff. Yeah, we're still doing that. And so, I've said my case over and over again. And so for me, if you hear that there are cases rising, I say, you know what? We just got to let the chips fall where they may, right? Let the chips fall where they may. This is the dude, he cited for public intoxication and disorderly conduct, taking off his mask, God bless America, putting up his middle finger, cussing at people. And you know what? I wouldn't care if he didn't have his mask on. You know what? Let him go. I look at it like this. He's vehemently not wearing his mask. And there was another doctor. There was a doctor in Florida who came out and said, I'm not treating people who are not vaccinated. And I know it's controversial because we can talk about all the different diseases people can have and saying, why are you choosing this one? But once again, people are taking that stance because there are people like this. So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so I think we've seen an inordinate amount of people who've been shot and killed because somebody asked them to wear a mask. We've seen people protesting, people talking about killing folks, aside from the folks who've actually killed folks, about the mask. And so we've come to that stalemate where you got people who are like, you know what, so you don't want to participate in this, fine. I'm not going to fool with you. And so there'll be some people who'll be like, I don't care. So what? We go to another doctor. Okay. Because at the end of the day, you know, basically we're just talking about health, right? Because we know that there are some people who just, they're just nasty. No matter where you go, you still see people who don't wash their hands. Still see people who don't practice proper hygiene. It's just fact of life. And so individuals like this, they're just mad and grumpy. And I'm saying, you know what? They don't want to wear a mask and all of that stuff. Let them go. I just say let them go. You're happy not wearing your mask. You can sit there with your big smile on your face. And, hey, if they catch COVID, they just catch COVID. If they don't, they don't. You just got to let it go. I'm tired of stories like this and innocent people taking a chance on getting hurt because of idiots. You know, I would just say, hey, you don't talk to an individual. So if you know, because if they get belligerent, then you beat the doo-doo dog shit out of them. Right? And that would be it. But other than that, you don't bother them. You just sit there. Because, you know, because you're telling me I should do this and it's for my own good. As you know, there's always people who are like, you can't tell me shit. And that's how they roll. And so just got to let them roll with it. Got to let them roll with it. I'm fine with that. Doctors don't want to treat them. Hey, that's the price they pay. Because, I mean, we know that there are all these threats out there. And folks are just tired of being threatened on all levels. I mean, we see the schools are open. We've seen there are people who have cases. There's people who have died. And so it's all over the place. There's no right or wrong answer, right? Because we're saying we need to get back to normal. And we know there's part of society that needs to keep going. And so that's being honored. At the same time, we have folks who are over the top in their insanity towards the system. And as somebody who doesn't trust the system, I'm like, why y'all tripping? Y'all making me feel uncomfortable because I don't trust the system and you don't either, and I want to do whatever is the opposite of what y'all doing. Just how I feel. Whatever the masters are doing, I'm going to do the exact opposite. it just makes sense to me. Like, because all y'all more than likely are going to be wrong. Just saying. Everything we talk about, mass murders, whatnot, it's always a lot of people, you know, Jim Jones, you follow a trend and you all do it. And I'm like, yeah, whatever y'all doing, I'm do the other thing. So growl away, people. I'd let your ass on the plane. Do your thing. You don't want to wear a mask. Do your thing. If you talk to people, I'm duct taping you. I'd be like that one guy that had the steel on the dude. That's what's happening. All right. I need to go on break. This is Styles P. Because I'm black.
I'm black, dippy, greasy kid. I'm better off staying a nigga like Easy did. Mike Vick for the pit, now he going to jail. He ain't have the license to shoot a dead stuff off well. To the pigs have the license when they shot Sean Bell. Now hell is the place we live. Because the race we is, I mean race we are. Too cold for the top to have a face on the car. It ain't candy, I don't want to taste of the bars. Ain't a ball game, I don't want to sit at the court. Do a long bid, I don't want to get out of thought. But I'm black and people in jail is both my color. What a black cop. Every brother ain't no brother. I'm a have not. Grandma suffered. You just mad, we hustle right out of the struggle. Let it rain, nigga. We gon' dance out in the puddle. Walk.
Is it because I'm black? Yeah.
Yeah, they say payback, the motherfucking nigga. Gotta explain why I'm sick of getting treated like a goddamn stepchild. Living like I'm Sada, I'm an exile. Gotta climb out of my skin, just like a reptile. Born with a flesh style. Them suits and exiles operating under the code. Living let die, I'm trying to break free of the hole. But 5 out of 10, brothers going to see a parole. Who this system fell? Well, Michael Bell might as well be Sean. Back half sick, nicking on the White House lawn. It is only 10% in the hood. Will help benefit genocide, genetic. You'll be still be innocent citizens. Listening to government's smooth talk case. One step forward and do the moon walk back. Give me the peace prize like Al Gore. I got a mind like Malcolm X. How about sure? Come on.
On an attire horn. I'm a shit that's never been fired, these fire doors. Not with a gun, hit him up with a water hole. Got some nerve to call a black man daughter hole. Whoever put the nooses up, we ought to slaughter those. Clan in the precinct, where did the order go? Clan in the school too, where should my daughter go? Where should my son go? Let me know what you want to unfold. I'm too black to not dream like Harley did. Die like Malcolm, a martyr to be part of it. Came from together, we know the heart of it. We just want to finish it. We ain't even started it.
I'm black. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, This is that segment, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So we had Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. And, of course, youngsters got hurt. Michael Moultrie is dead. Michael Moultrie? Who is Michael Moultrie? Well, Michael Moultrie was a four-year-old getting his hair braided when the bullets came through the window in Chicago. He was visiting from Alabama. Hit him in the head. He was on life support in Comer Children's Hospital. And he is no more. Of course, the mother, Angela Gregg, she's pleading for help from the public, asking anyone with information about her son's killer to contact the police. But as we know, we don't snitch. We ain't out here snitching in these streets because we need to protect the community. So that's what these gangsters do. They protect the community, so we got to protect them. Right? That's what the stop snitching for. I mean, and it's funny because nobody was saying stop snitching when they was snitching on Huey P. Newton, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Billie Holiday. Nobody was saying that. They were just snitching, singing. I mean, they was singing like those birds, just singing harmoniously. They couldn't stop snitching. As a matter of fact, there's still a bunch of snitching going on right now. It just, we don't snitch on the real criminals. We just don't. Because we don't snitch, man, I don't snitch. Four-year-old Michael Moultrie. I'm going to say his name because, once again, there's not going to be any Black Lives Matter protests. Ain't no riling up in the streets for this because the police ain't do it. Because there's no entrepreneurial advantages to be gained by protesting against the very people you should be protesting against. These fools that are out here killing babies. Because not only did Michael Moultrie lose his life, seven other children was hurt also. And that's just Chicago. We know all across this so-called great United States of ours, there were shootings. Children were hurt, killed, whatnot. But yeah, we're talking about Michael Moultrie. And the fact that a young man is gone. He's getting his hair braided. And the mother has to deal with the loss of a child. Not because that child did anything wrong. Not that she did anything wrong. Didn't have the child out in the streets. Nothing. We're in the house. Supposed to be safe in the house. Child getting his hair braided. Yep. So, yeah. There's that part. But a lot of times we don't care about stuff like this because, once again, wasn't no cops involved. There's no white people involved. So it's the whole, we got to look in the mirror and we can't snitch. Can't snitch. Shh, 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 shh. You talking about snitching? You trying to kick knowledge? You trying to kick knowledge? You out here trying to snitch? We don't do that. We don't snitch, homie. We don't snitch in these parts. Yeah, you just kill little kids. They don't matter. Because, once again, this is where black lives don't matter. Because it's expected for black folks, gangsters, to kill black people. Just part of the protocol. Just part of the protocol. And so, speaking of the protocol, I guess to lighten up the mood, birds, animals. I'm actually not lighting up the mood. I'm talking about the human condition, right? And I'm talking about the intelligence or lack thereof that we have. Then I start talking about animals. Animals are bilingual. Animals understand what you're saying. I'm convinced that animals are really, really smart. And they know exactly what you're saying. And they understand you to the fullest. So there's the lyrebird, which there was in Sydney, Australia's Taronga Zoo. This bird is in the video. And it's replicating a human baby's cries. And as you know, there's the birds that have, they cuss. They know all the cuss words, which means they know all the other words too. And they cuss at each other and they cuss at people. And they egg each other on. So that actually happened last September. They were egging each other on to cuss, which means they know the other words also. So now when you start thinking about your pets are the original Alexa, right? They're just listening. Only they can't order stuff from Amazon for you, but they're listening and they're doing what you say. You tell them fetch, da 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 da. But they're listening. They know what you're saying. They know they're more intelligent than you think. And one could say they're probably more intelligent than us because they're not going to do anything to mess it up. They're like, man, look, they taking care of me. And if you don't take care of them, they're always trying to run away, right? You know, certain ones that just, they're looking out the door and the first time they get a chance, they're going to bolt. And then there's, of course, the ones that they ain't never leaving. They're happy that you got them there because you feeding them, all that good stuff. And if you're a good person, you let them go out and get some in the spring, right?
90 seconds.
So you start thinking about the intelligence of these animals and the lack of intelligence of the humans because these animals, they ain't trying to invent ways to hurt each other. They're just living how they're supposed to live. And it just makes you wonder. You watch the Animal Kingdom, and then you watch us, and you start saying, who's the smart one here? Right? Who's intelligent? And who's not intelligent? I'm just making observation. They know all the words, so if they know the words, they understand you. And they probably can speak every word. Comprehend them too. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to continue this conversation, please go to smoothdrama.com. Jump in the chat room. It's live. And we're there having a good time. Until then, peace, love, and hair grease.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.